I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're a birding enthusiast, proper feeding can draw them in close at this time of year for a closer look. We'll talk about it coming up in just a moment.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
1 second I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not. Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Typically, we think of putting out bird feeders in the wintertime in an effort to help those feathered friends make it through the cold and snowy months. But you're very limited in the numbers of species you'll attract in January and February. But now that the songbirds are back for the spring, putting out a feeder will draw them in near for a close look. And Rob Tallman with the DNR says the birds don't depend on our feeders to make it through, and Mother Nature will take care of them just fine.
Even in the wintertime, that's not always the case. Generally, you know, bird feeding is more for us, more for our enjoyment than it is to actually help the birds. You know, like I said, there's a lot of nice, colorful species this time of year that you can get good close-up views of at your feeder.
Yes, there certainly are plenty of them to look out there now and try to attract to your feeder.
Well, certainly the ruby-throated hummingbirds are one, and, you know, that's a favorite of many, many folks that with the nectar feeders, you can draw those in. And with the black oil sunflower seed is generally what I recommend, you know, to feed that a more variety of species are interested in. Some of the sparrows, chipping sparrows and so forth that aren't around in the winter, like I said, the rose-breasted grosbeak and indigo bunnings, at least early on. Later, once they start nesting, they turn to mostly insects. But those are probably the most colorful ones. And there's other things like the cowbirds and the red-winged blackbirds and some of the brown thrashers and things of that nature that come in as well.
Now, Thomas, is the kind of birds you attract to your feeder will all depend greatly on what you choose as the feed.
Black oil sunflower seed is probably the most popular that attracts the most variety of birds. Other things are like the thistle seed, Niger seed it's called, that attracts some of the finches, the gold finches and the purple finches. It's a little more expensive and more specialized, But if you like finches, that's the way to go.
Habitat has a lot to do with it as well.
Woods nearby is a good thing. A bird bath can be a good thing. If you don't have any other source of water around, that can attract different species and more birds. It all depends on the habitat that you have, you know, in your general area. Obviously, you'll get different birds if there's woods nearby as opposed to, you know, to living in a development or something like that. But there are certain species in every habitat that you can attract.
Now, you need to remember you want to discourage some of those non-target wildlife that will be attracted to your feeder, like raccoons and bears. That can become problematic if they're helping themselves at your feeder. And if that becomes the case, you need to take them down for a while. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.